Hi, everybody. It's Ben Baker, and this is Your Brand Marketing. And I want to take a few minutes and talk to you guys about perspective. I've been having a lot of conversations over the last couple of weeks, and there's a lot of people that are scared, a lot of people that don't understand where they're going, don't understand what's happening, and what's happening to them, what's happening around them. They're unsure about their jobs. They're unsure about their future. They're unsure about how to communicate effectively, how to lead, how to inspire, how to help people. And we need to be thinking about this. We need to be thinking about other people's perspective and not just our own. There's too many people going to the grocery stores and getting mad at clerks there who are stocking shelves and working long hours because they don't have what they want, or they're out of toilet paper, or they have to stand in the line and be 12 feet away from each other. We need to think before we start acting that way. We need to think about what's happening in the other person's life. We need to get through this together. We need to look at each other as a cohesive unit, as a society, as humanity, and forget about our individual needs for a second, because they're important. Don't get me wrong. We all need to be listened to. We all need to be understood. We all need to be valued. We all need a roof over our head. We all need to feel safe and healthy. But we also need to think about the other people on the other side of the fence. How are they doing? What's going on in their world? What are the crises that are going on between their ears? And what are the crises that are going on in their homes and their lives? Think about your teachers for a minute. Think about all these teachers across North America and around the world who have never taught remotely before. All these elementary school kids that are trying to get grade threes to learn in a remote basis when they have different technology, they have different Wi-Fi, they have different needs, wants, and desires, and these kids don't have the ability to focus for 6 or 8 hours a day. How do you teach them the vital skills they need to get to the next grade? And our teachers are going to do what our teachers are going to be able to do. And some of these kids are going to excel, and some of these kids are not going to excel. And next year, probably a lot of these teachers are going to have to reteach skills that they taught over the last couple of months, and that's okay. Everybody's doing their best. Everybody is sitting there going, you know what? This is the situation in front of us. We're all stressed out. We're all unsure. We're all dealing with something we've never done with before in our lives. But we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this because people are going to try things. People are going to experiment. People are going to be creative. People are going to sit there and say, well, that didn't work. What do we do now? Nothing's going to be perfect. Don't expect perfection. Don't expect perfection from anybody, including yourself. It's not attainable. And we're all dealing with the first time we've led teams remotely, first times we've had to, you know, lay off a bunch of people, first time we've had to lead and communicate and be inspiring to an audience that we don't even see on a daily basis. And make sure that they're engaged, that their needs are met, and that they're comfortable and they're happy within the situation that they're in, and they have the tools to be successful. We need to think about everybody around us and how our actions affect them. Because the more humane we are, the more we listen, the more we empathize, the more we take into consideration other people's feelings, needs, wants, and desires, the easier it is for all of us to get through this. It's not an easy thing to do. I understand it. We all have been sitting here and going, how is this affecting me? How is this going to affect my family? Am I going to be safe? Am I going to be healthy? Am I going to end up on a respirator in the hospital? I get that. We all have those fears. And we need to think not only about our fears, but the fears of the people around us. And how do our actions cause their reactions? And how does our thoughts, words, and desires and the way that we treat people affect them? Because everybody is doing their best. Everybody's working with a new playbook. Everybody's working without a playbook. And we're all trying to figure this out together. So let's take the time. You know, whether it's how we communicate, how we try to sell in this world, everybody needs to think about, do the people that we're trying to sell to have time to listen to us right now? Everybody's inundated with so much information. Do people actually even have the time to look at what you have to say, let alone digest it? Now may be the time to just reach out and have a conversation and say, how are you doing? We'll worry about sales moving forward. I know we all have bills to pay. We all need to put money in the bank. We all need to sit there and take care of ourselves, pay our mortgages, pay our rent, etc. But before we do that, we need to make sure that the people that we're trying to sell to actually have the capacity to deal with us at this moment. They are so inundated with their own minutiae, with the stuff that's going on in their lives. You are probably so low on their totem pole that they don't even care. It might be something they need. It might be something they desperately need, but they don't have the time to even look at it. So think about it. Think about how you communicate. Think about what you communicate both inside the company, how you communicate with companies you currently do business with, companies you want to help. Are you being tone deaf to what their needs are? Are you sitting there going, okay, wait a second, let's think about where are they right now? How many people are competing for their attention? How many people desperately need their attention for 10 or 15 minutes? Do you need to be another person right there? And if the answer is no, then back away and bookmark it for a month and get back to them in a month or 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever. If people don't call you back, it's not a personal slight. It's the fact that their stack of things to do is so high, they can't see the top. Let's work together. Let's be effective. Let's talk to each other. Let's empathize with each other. Let's listen. Let's actively listen to each other. Let's care. Because you know what? This is how we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this by working together, being effective, and helping each other. My name's Ben Baker. My company's Your Brand Marketing. Whatever we can do to help, let me know. Take care.